ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
夏子です。
サチコです。
Peter here, newbie lesson number 12. 夏子さん、
Hello, it's nice to be back
It's really nice to be back, and we are back with a newbie lesson.
Mm-hmm.
This is the level geared towards people who are new to the language. Now, if this level is too easy for you, although it does get difficult at some points, but if it's too easy for you, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Lots of different levels to select from. Tons of material on the net. Gotta stop by. Check it out.
Sure.
Okay, and Sachiko joining us again for a newbie lesson.
Enjoying it here.
Now, today's lesson is quite interesting.Should we give them some hints, Natsuko-san?
Well, maybe they can go without hints, but it's always nice to have more information.
Excellent point. Today we're going to be covering class 2 verbs. You may have come in contact with them, but here what we're going to do is actually give you the, not only the polite Japanese, probably what a lot of newbies come into contact with, mm-hmm. but also we have informal Japanese. So it's a mix between the two. Okay, here we go.
おはようございます。
なんだよ、
お腹が空いてきました。
お腹が空いた？今何月？
2月ですね。
まだ2月？まだ冬だよ。眠いよ。クマは3月まで寝るよ。私は寝る。
はい、わかりました。私も寝ます。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
おはようございます。
なんだよ。
お腹がすきました。
お腹がすいた？今何月？
2月ですね。
まだ2月。まだ冬だよ。眠いよ。クマは3月まで寝るよ。私は寝る。
はーい、わかりました。私も寝ます。
次は英語が入ります。
おはようございます。
Ah, good morning.
なんだよ。
What's going on?
お腹が空いてきました。
I'm hungry now.
お腹が空いた。
Hungry?
今何月？
What month is it?
2月ですね。
It's February now.
まだ2月?
Still February.
まだ冬だよ。
It's still winter.
眠いよ。
I'm so sleepy.
クマは3月まで寝るよ。
Bears sleep until March.
私は寝る。
So I will sleep.
はーい、わかりました。
Yeah, I got it.
私も寝ます。
I'll also sleep.
Natsuko-san, what did you think of the conversation?
Maybe this winter is so warm. The bears can wake up before March.
I think so too. It's been a weird mix of really warm days and freezing cold days. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, with that said, let's move on to the vocab.
眠い
Sleepy Drowsy
眠い眠い
Natsuko-san, next?
お腹がすく
Get hungry.
おなかがすくお腹がすく
This is not a vocab, but it's actually more like a sentence. And the keywords here are おなか and すく where おなか means stomach.
But in the dictionary, mm-hmm. when I look up stomach, mm-hmm. I get e.
I know.
What's going on here, Natsuko-san? Natsuko-san, help us like you always do.
E is an organ inside you, inside the body, the stomach. And onaka is more like the middle part of your body. So it's more general. You can say about, you know, the outside.
Ah.
Not only the organs, but onaka ga dete kita, like that.
Oh, means you're getting a little chubby around the waist.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch. Good example.
So a good way to memorize is, I think you know the word naka, which means center. So the center part of your body is onaka.
Good one.
Natsuko-san, you always do it. You did it again. Thank you so much. Arigatou gozaimasu.
And another word, suku, that means to get empty.
So it's actually a verb.
Mm-hmm. So stomach and empty, which means hungry.
Great. Thank you for that breakdown.
Very interesting. Now, in the conversation, we actually had the polite past of this, which was?
Onaka ga sukimashita.
Now, this is extremely polite. More likely, you'll come in contact with the informal version, which is?
Onaka ga suita.
Now, the reason we're introducing this, obviously the grammar is way beyond this class, but this is a set phrase, and you really should know how to say, I'm hungry.
It'll come up, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
Very important.
Yeah.
This is for survival here.
Yes, yeah, critical.
Exactly. So this is why we're introducing this today. Again, past tense and how we got the construction, that's beyond the scope of this lesson, but we'll cover it down the road. And actually, we've already covered it last year, so if you're interested, you can jump to the beginner lessons.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, this phrase. Natsuko-san, one more time.
Onaka ga suita. Onaka ga sukimashita.
Natsuko-san, what's one of the common ways of using this sentence?
I think you often use it as a question.
Really? How do you make it into a question?
You just change the intonation. You can use the whole phrase. Onaka ga suita?
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Just the intonation.
Yes, and that means, are you hungry?
That's so convenient.
So if you come to Japan and say you're out with your host mother or out with some friends, you're going to get asked this question all day long.
Mm-hmm. Onaka ga suita, Pita?
Now, what do I answer? I want to be polite. And how can I say, yes, I'm hungry?
You can just say, hi.
Hi. Okay.
Great.
See, Natsuko-san and Sachiko-san, sometimes, you know, I just can't let go. How could I know we can just say hi. That's the easy way. But what would be the very polite way? Can I say the same thing as the bear in here?
Hai, sukimashita.
Which is, it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
In the polite form. All right.
All right, next.
Mada.
Still.
Yet. Mada. Mada.
Natsuko-san, can you use this in a sentence for us?
Mada fuyu desu.
It's still winter. What's the next one?
Neru.
To go to bed. To lie down. To sleep.
Neru. Neru.
That's something I'd like to do more of lately. Seems like I've been so busy.
Today's vocabulary is kind of my state. Nemui. Onaka ga suita. Neru.
Yeah, the theme is deprivation. Something that modern working people may be oh too familiar with.
Yes.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. Now, let's just take a quick look at the conversation. Now, we're going back and forth here between the polite and the informal. So, Natsuko-san, what kind of relationship, or Sachiko-san, what kind of relationship is it between these two bears?
Well, apparently there's some kind of seniority. The bear who's using the polite form is lower in status compared to the other bear, and that's why he's using a polite form to talk to his, let's say, his supervisor, his boss, or someone who's just older and should be respected.
That's one thing about Japanese. Just by hearing the politeness level, you can kind of get a feel for what the relationship is or what the connection is between the two speakers.
Although I'm not very sure about, you know, bear communication and their social status.
Natsuko-san, come on.
I know.
Now, what we'd like to first cover here is the months of the year. So Natsuko-san, can you give us a month of the year in Japanese? And Sachiko-san will give us the English.
Mm-hmm.
Onegai shimasu.
1月
January.
2月
February.
3月
March
4月
April
5月
May
6月
June
7月
July
8月
August
9月
September
10月
October
11月
November
12月
December.
Now, in addition, today's lesson we covered class 2 verbs. The Japanese is Natsuko-san?
一段活用動詞.
Also referred to as 一段 verbs. We're cutting it close with time, so for everyone interested in the grammar out there, stop by, check out the PDF. Really, really nice write-up. Also, other examples on how to conjugate. Okay, you definitely want to stop by and pick that up. All right, I think that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日。明日ね。
おはようございます。
なんだよ、
お腹が空いてきました。
お腹が空いた？今何月？
2月ですね。
まだ2月？まだ冬だよ。眠いよ。クマは3月まで寝るよ。私は寝る。
はい、わかりました。私も寝ます。